the Senate in the North Dakota legislature this past week did pass their bill regarding budgets and extension funding. So bring us up to speed on what has happened at the legislature this past couple days.
Yeah, Megan. So the House Bill 1020 was the appropriations bill for North Dakota Agriculture Experiment Station and NDSU Extension passed out of the Senate on Monday afternoon. Actually carried unanimously, so it's 44-0. Three members are not there for the vote. But yeah, the Senate version is very favorable for budgets for our two agencies here with Extension and Experiment Station. So we're very pleased with the results of the Senate vote.
And so if you can, Greg, can we break down that bill even a little bit further? You know, there's some key areas that are going to receive funding as a result of that bill. What are those areas?
Yeah, Megan, I think the most significant advancement that we made, you know, we were concerned about the House version of the bill because it called for some additional cuts to the Experiment Station and our Research Extension Center network. And so one of the advancements we made with the Senate version was bringing those two budgets, the main station budget and the branch station budgets, back up to what we call hold even or equal with what they were last biennium. So that's nearly a $3 million move forward for the main station and $1.2 million for our branch stations. And then they did add back funds. Senate did add back funds for several of the initiatives that SBAR was promoting. So it included monies for, on the extension side, one-time web upgrades that we were requesting, and then $870,000 in ongoing support for county operations and our specialist positions here in Fargo. And then the extension budget also received a boost of nearly $120,000 for supporting soil conservation program. On the experiment station side of the bill, it included some additional enhancements as well. It included $1.16 million in funding for the AgriBiome Initiative, which would provide funds to hire two new scientists and two technicians to work in the AgriBiome area. And then it included $200,000 in funds for operation of the Oaks Irrigation Site, which is a part of the Carrington Research Extension Center budget, so that's a significant advancement for them as well. For the Williston Research Extension Center, it did include an additional $500,000 in funding for construction of their seed cleaning plant. And so the House had included $250,000 in general funds for that, and the Senate added another $500,000 for that project. And then the Senate version of the bill also includes some monies for construction of a couple of equipment storage sheds for our experiment station network as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very pleased, as I mentioned, you know, very pleased with the Senate version. We're looking forward to working with members of the conference committee when that's assigned to work on the differences between the two bills.
And so as you and I both know, Greg, especially in your previous role, there's been some growing pains, some cuts to the university budget as a whole and extension over the past couple of years. Do some of this positives in this bill maybe help alleviate some of those growing pains?
Yeah, Megan, that's, you know, certainly, you know, when we look back on the 2017 session and the budget cutting that occurred as a result of the decline in state revenues, it affected all of our agencies, especially, you know, Extension and Experiment Station, but also our teaching budgets pretty significantly. And so this, you know, does go a ways to help move us forward again. But you know the cuts we experienced in the 17 session were between 13.5% and 14%. So this takes us back a bit in that direction, but not going to be what we had certainly in 2015. But we understand the dynamics of the state budget and certainly appreciative of the support that our senators and representatives are able to give us.
Mm-hmm. And so let's look into the future of this bill a little further, Greg. Where do we go from here to get this on Governor Burgum's desk?
Yeah, Megan, the pathway here would be, since it's passed out of the Senate, and now It will be assigned to what they call a conference committee, which will be three representatives and three senators assigned to work out the differences between the two versions of the bill. We have not received any confirmation on which senators and representatives will be assigned to that committee as of yet, but we're expecting to hear sometime this week on who those conferees will be, and then they'll begin a process where they have meetings with those six individuals to work on the various differences that are included in the House version versus compared to the Senate version. And we would expect that those meetings will probably be taking place next week. Once those differences are worked out, it goes back to both bodies for final approval, and then it'll go to Governor Burgum for his signature.
Anything else we need to make sure and cover when we talk budgets and NDSU extension?
You know, Megan, I think we've covered pretty much all of it. You know, we're pleased with the progress we've made this biennium and the support that extension and experiment station activities have across the state. And so the stakeholder support that we've encountered with these bills have been fantastic, and a number of people have obviously been involved in voicing support for the importance of our two agencies. And so it's very gratifying to see that level of support across the system.